the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of this Monday happy hour. You can join us on the program at 844-967-2789.
I see Tony Evers found his checkbook. Tony's going up big on the boob tube. $3.5 million big. I guess all the Clayfish and Tim Michaels ads, he's feeling a little left out. Thought he better go make his own case, because they are not exactly making a case for Tony Evers' reelection, are they, Dom?
Well, that's okay. Let the Republicans, you know, pound it out a little bit. The right Wisconsin Now is coming out against, Michaels for living half the time or just under half the time out on the East Coast in a big mansion. So he must be a, you know, East Coast millionaire.
Elitist, liberal.
Elitist, yes.
I thought only liberals lived in New York City.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really looking forward to at least two dates this summer. More than two, but two especially. Friday, May 20th, because that will be the night that the GOP convention, great state of Wisconsin, comes to my backyard. I'm gonna make my way over to the Marriott, invite myself to the festivities, and see what goes on there. Because, Dom, the Republicans intend to offer an endorsement in their primaries in May. And the other day that's going to be quite interesting will be, I believe it's August 9th, which is actual primary day. So the Republicans will offer their endorsement in May, and then the entire Marriott's going to burn down. It'll be a five-alarm fire. And then what's left of the ashes, you know, of Rantham's candidacy and perhaps Tim Michaels and Rebecca Clayfish, and the fact that Right Wisconsin's coming out and attacking Tim Michaels, you know, they're giving a little air support to our pal Becky Big Lie Clayfish. That's the only explanation, man. The establishment, they've already made their choice. Clayfish is their choice because she's an extension of the Walker administration.
But she's also hedging her bets, saying what the last election was rigged. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, right? So even though she's establishing, even though I would suggest she probably doesn't believe that, she's still going to come out and say that.
Well, I don't think the vast majority of Republicans believe that. I think she's screwing herself electorally, strategically, because you can't etch a sketch and hedge back from the big lie. You know, once you've decided, right, Rigged elections part of my campaign platform, and that's what Becky Clayfish did last week. She became Big Lie Becky. Up until then, she was suburban housewife Becky. She's former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. You know, but now she's Big Lie Becky, and she's not going to live that down. I'm not going to let her forget that she tacked to the big lie, because there's only one plausible explanation for that. A, she's afraid of Nichols, Tim Michaels, my bad. And B, she knows that's where the engagement in the Republican base is. But if you look and you contrast that with the opinions of Wisconsinites, especially independents, even reasonable Republicans, they find this a distasteful, a disastrous platform. They don't want to relitigate 2020. That's like 30% of Republicans.
I mean, the Wall Street Journal came out today.
Called Gableman a hack.
Oh, my God. It was just a brutal slaying
double
of Gableman and Wisconsin in general, specifically the Republicans. The Wall Street Journal. I mean, come on. This isn't Rolling Stone magazine. This isn't High Times. This isn't Mad Magazine, man. This is the Wall Street Journal. And they're going, what? Well, Gableman, if you're not a double agent, you're sure as hell acting like one.
Specifically, Dominic, let me see if I can find that headline. The Republican Party of, the Republican plot to lose Wisconsin in 2022. Apparently, it involves relitigating, and they mentioned specifically in the first two paragraphs, Becky Clayfish tacking to the big lie.
Oh,
rigged
no.
Rigged elections.
Yes, here we go.
Strategically, I think that's a bad call.
Strategically?
Reparations moving forward in the Tulsa race massacre in the federal court. Reparations.
I'm sorry, say that again? Reparations?
CNN reporting breaking news. Sorry, it caught my attention. A district court judge allows a reparations lawsuit to move forward in a decision that could hold America accountable for the Tulsa race massacre. And
good.
I think perhaps our friend Anthony will call back. He's been the reparations guy the whole time.
Yeah,
you know that's
yeah.
Your advocacy, Anthony. 844-967-2789. You know, CJ still wants reparations for Whitey because Whitey's got it bad.
I mean, when a rich white guy's going to catch a break?
Wisco Paul, welcome back. What do you got, man?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, yeah. Good afternoon, Devils. Good show as always. But let's do a quick quiz on Wisconsin here, you two. The Assembly is gerrymandered red. The Senate is gerrymandered red for the next 10 years. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, maybe a swing vote, but otherwise
well,
red.
Well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's in play next April, Paul. We could win back the election. We could win the majority on the court next April. Rogan Sack, there will not be a conservative incumbent. Effectively, we'll have an unmanned Supreme Court seat. And as near as I can tell, the front runner from the conservative side is Dan Kelly, the Scott Walker appointee who got crushed by Kurofsky by 163,000 votes. I'd say bring a little, you know, either Gableman or Kelly, one or the other, I'd love to see as the Republican representative in the primaries.
Well, God help us if either one of them get elected. But then you got the fall election here with Tony, Crudy, and Don. What will this state look? I hate to even bring this up. What would this state look like with Rebecca as governor, with a Assembly Republican, a Senate Republican? I don't have the words for that. But the Wall Street Journal would probably be writing more articles with that. Please, everybody in the audience, contemplate that for a minute and go vote. I don't think I could handle a red state. Hey, keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, Wisco Paul.
Thank you, Paulie.
My only thought for the Evers campaign, because now he's in campaign mode, right? He's spending the money. He's making the pitch. And I appreciate that. I think that candidates need to make a pitch to the voters. You've got to ask for their vote. And I think that Tony Evers would be smart to say, hey, you know, I'd really appreciate another chance to do right by you.
Well, here's what I've done, and here's what I wanted to do but was unable to do because of the Republicans, and here's what I would do. I mean, yeah, that's good. It's getting to be that time.
But Tony's also got to come out in the public. Ran up to the Wisconsin State Capitol today. Mandela Barnes was there with the kids, the East High School, La Follette High School kids. Voces de la Frontera, they marched on the Capitol. And they brought the lieutenant governor on. He was the first speaker. Christine Newman Ortiz introduced the LT, the lieutenant governor Mandela Barnes. I thought it was a smart move. And he was there on behalf of Tony as well. And he acknowledged the governor. But it would have been nice to see Evers. Now, maybe Evers had a different event to go cover or, you know, press release.
Right. Things
to
happen.
Go craft.
But that'd be a good one to show up to.
Well, yes. Yes. Seeing Tony Evers in public would be a great thing. If Tony Evers wants to win re-election, you know, go do lefty talk radio. Hell, go do righty talk radio if necessary.
Oh, go on Fox News if you have to. They'll take anybody.
That's what I hear. Everyone but you.
Oh.
Welcome back, Fancy Brian. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, little buddy. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We do it each weekday, 3 to 6 to 5 o'clock. Sort of an emphasis, though.
I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace.
His mama named Clee. I'm going to call him Clee.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Believe me.